We're pleased to be joined inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by Albert Breer from NFL Network, who knows the Eagles as well as any national reporter. And Albert, first thing I want to ask you is, you've seen this team throughout the offseason with all the players taken care of contract-wise. Mm-hmm. What's your gauge on this team going into the start of the regular season? Because depending on who you talk to nationally, it's hard to get a real good gauge on where people see this Eagles team going.
I think more than anything else, you saw the plan that they put in place in 2011, and I think that was actually structured for success in 2012. You know, they saw the opportunity to take advantage of the market the way it was in the summer of 2011, coming out of the lockout. Some teams didn't want to spend as much money. They didn't think that they'd get the immediate return. That allowed the Eagles to go and invest in guys like Nnamdi Asamoah, Cullen Jenkins, bring guys like that in. And I think the idea was that, okay, this is going to be part of a two-year process. You're going to get more out of those guys in year two. You also have a defensive coordinator, Juan Castillo, who's going into his second year. You got guys on that side of the ball who are playing together. And then on the other side of the ball, you've got guys who are taken care of financially, like LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson. What you see now, I think, is the fruition of really what is a de facto two-year plan of setting the team up for the future. That's done now. I think last year they went through some growing pains, putting some of those new pieces in place. They did have some guys, and I think DeSean Jackson has come out and admit this, didn't handle his contract situation the best way he could. And now I think you've got everybody on the same page, a lot more than you did in 2011, and the talent was already there.
Now, Albert, you covered Bill Belichick in New England for a long time, and you know the success that he's had there. Why do you think that Andy Reid has been able to consistently have the same type of success where he has not missed the playoffs in two consecutive seasons in his time as a head coach?
We'll start with the quarterback. You know, they had Donovan McNabb here for 10 years. That's a tremendous amount of stability. You look across the league, 11 years, right? It's a tremendous amount of stability at that position. You don't see that everywhere. And when you have a quarterback in place for that long, sometimes you lose an appreciation for that. But that stability is important. You know, and then I think you look at the groups of players that came up together, you go back and you look at your Brian Dawkinses, your Jeremiah Trotters, they've had foundation pieces in place, and what they've been able to do is effectively replace those people over time and keep that developmental system churning. So I think the first thing is having the quarterback in place, being able to move smoothly from McNabb to Vic. Again, that doesn't happen everywhere. Ask people in Buffalo how long it took to replace Jim Kelly. Ask people in Miami how long it took to replace Dan Marino. I know people might have their reservations about Vic, but I think if you ask people in Miami or Buffalo or even Denver when they were trying to replace Elway, they would have taken a Michael Vick in a situation like that as being the next guy. So the stability of the quarterback position, the ability to develop guys behind established foundation pieces and turn those guys into foundation pieces themselves, I think has been key. And, you know, of course, I think there's no question that continuity helps. You need to win to have continuity because people don't stick around if you don't. You're not going to have people in place for that long if you're not winning. But with winning comes continuity, and I think there's a benefit to that, too.
You made a great point about mentioning Michael Vick. In 2010, he was virtually the runner-up to MVP. I know Tom Brady won unanimously, but right there was Michael Vick. Last year, he regressed. Team was 8-8. What do you think Michael Vick has to do to get back to that elite level and to get the Eagles to winning in the playoffs once again?
Well, first thing, stay healthy. I mean, that part's pretty simple. And, I know he said that, he's going to try and do a better job of taking care of himself. And that part of it's very, very important. It's one thing saying it. It's another thing doing it. And I think that, the first red flag that you saw was in that preseason game against New England where, he kept, he turned around, he tried to make a play, and the instincts took over. And as a result, he took a big hit. Now, the red flag there to me is, if he can't hold back from doing that in a preseason game, how's he supposed to do that in a regular season game? So that's a concern, and that's real, But if he can stay healthy over the course of 16 games, that's the first piece of it. The other thing, of course, is that he's got a tremendous amount of playmakers around him and doing his best, and I think he did this in 2010, to get the ball in those guys' hands and put them in the best position to make plays. Your LeSean McCoys, your DeSean Jacksons, your Brent Celek's, your Jeremy Maclin's, and Maclin could be in for a big breakout year. Putting those guys in the best position to make plays too. He isn't a bus driver type quarterback just because of the athletic ability that he has. I think there are times when he can be the bus, but when he should embrace that a little bit more, and that's part of the growth process too. I think he'd tell you that.
Albert, the fact that you're here shows that the Eagles are once again one of the big national storylines going into the start of this season. What are some of the questions that you have about this team that you want to see answered as you spend time with the team?
Well, I think the first thing is the offensive line. And I know that's been an issue here for some time, but I think Jason Peters, losing him, was one of the more significant off-season injuries in the league, right up there with a guy like Terrell Suggs, because he was such a big piece of that offensive line. So, you know, whether it's King Dunlap or
Demetrius Bell,
whatever, finding a solution for that position and not letting it affect the rest of the line, I think, is very, very important. Keeping Vic healthy is the other question. And then having the pieces come together defensively. You've got talent at every level of defense now. You bring in a D'Amico Ryans. On the defensive line, they can come at you in waves. You've got talent on the back end, too. Getting more out of guys like Nnamdi Asamoah and Cullen Jenkins, being able to maximize the ability of the guys on the defensive side of the ball. Juan Castillo doing his job correctly would be the third piece, in addition, again, to the offensive line and Vic.
Albert Breer from NFL Network, the man whom Jeffrey Lurie called out during his State of the Team press conference.
Yeah, I missed that one. I got to check that out.
I'm telling you, he stopped the whole press conference to say Albert Breer had the report about the future of the Eagles franchise dead on correct. Just read that, and you'll have everything you need to know.
So very nice of him.
So certainly one of the preeminent national reporters from NFL Network. Albert Breer, you can follow him on Twitter, at Albert Breer. Does a great job of covering everything about the NFL. Thank you very much for joining us here inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.